West Georgia's first news on this Thursday from the News Talk 1330, FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. A Villarica police officer has been arrested and faces charges of felony fleeing from police and driving under the influence after Carrollton police say he fled from one of their officers, driving a motorcycle over 100 miles per hour on downtown Carrollton streets designated for 35 miles per hour. According to the report, around 3 a.m. Wednesday, a CPD officer observed what he described as a black motorcycle driven by a light-skinned male carrying a backpack, traveling near Adamson Square at a speed the officer determined to be around 60 miles per hour, where the limit was 25. The officer says he activated his blue lights and chirped his siren to signal the driver to pull over. Instead, the reporting officer said the bike continued at higher speeds, consistently pulling away from the officer through Adamson Square and Noonan Street. The officer said the driver of the motorcycle turned and looked at him on at least one occasion, but he continued to flee. On Bankhead Highway, the pursuing officer turned off his emergency lights and notified dispatch of the circumstances. A short time later, Carroll County deputies advised they believed they had located that bike traveling on Bankhead Highway back into the city limits. Several deputies in Carrollton police vehicles surrounded the suspect. He pulled the bike into the Food Depot parking lot where he was placed in handcuffs. Among the first comments from the suspect was that he worked for Villarica and he denied fleeing from anyone. The male was identified as 21-year-old Donovan Robinson. Based on several factors, investigators determined that Robinson had consumed alcohol and or was intoxicated at the time. Now, Robinson initially told investigators that he had left the Fairfield community earlier and drove to Carrollton to see a female, then noted he was out riding with his friend Tyler, but continued to deny running from a traffic stop. The reporting officer noted that he opened the book bag that Robinson was traveling with and the odor of marijuana was strong. Robinson stated he had not possessed marijuana in that bag in many months. The report notes that due to the location in which deputies located Robinson, it was possible that Robinson removed any contents before meeting with law enforcement. Villarica police on Wednesday confirmed that Robinson was an employee of VRPD, that they were aware of his arrest, and they are currently doing an internal investigation. The Carroll County Schools District has laid out a number of items they expect they'll have to pay more for in the 2024-25 school year and a number of revenue sources they expect they'll receive less from over the same period as the district and school board continues budget talks this month. The district expecting increases towards certified employer health insurance and increases for salary. District also notes the possibility of an increase in personnel for the next year due to enrollment. District notes that some elementary and secondary school education relief funding will no longer be available beginning this fall, and there is an estimated decrease in ESPLOST collections. The district does, though, expect another increase in the county's tax digest. The school board will tentatively adopt the 24-25 budget next month, officially adopting the budget in June. I'm Colin Worthington.